Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. An internal affairs investigation is underway at WA Police after a 16-year-old was fatally shot in a Perth car park on Saturday night. The teenager allegedly stabbed a man before lunging at officers who tasered him. Moments later, they shot him in Willerton. Tributes continue for Perth brothers Callum and Jake Robinson. Their bodies have been formally identified after being found in a well in Mexico's northwest. Police believe they may have been shot by thieves trying to steal their car's tyres. Callum's lacrosse coach from Stevenson University, Paul Cantabene, says the 33-year-old was liked by everyone he met.
He's just a really positive person. So when you saw him, you know, he had this huge smile and people just like gravitated. He made us all better. And wherever he left, that place was much better for it.
Housing will be front and centre in this week's state budget, with the government announcing a more than $840 million boost for social and affordable accommodation. Housing Minister John Carey says it'll help provide vital accommodation to our most vulnerable.
We understand that the housing market and rental markets are very tight. And that's why, as a government, we are doing everything we can to boost housing supply. That is the answer. That is the critical thing.
Meanwhile, the Cook government wants to get more electric vehicles on our roads with a $5.2 million boost in Thursday's budget. It'll see a $3,500 rebate offered to drivers of EVs under 70 grand powered by battery or hydrogen. To sport, three Freo players have avoided suspension over a scuffle in yesterday's thrashing of Richmond. Nat Fyfe, Michael Walters and Cooper Simpson have all been handed a $1,250 fine with an early plea. And the Eagles are nervously waiting for the scan results of several key players. Assistant coach Luke Shuey says it's not looking good for Noah Long, who copped a knee injury in yesterday's loss to the Bombers.
I'd expect him to miss this week. I don't think he'll be good enough to get up for this week. But until the scan comes back, we won't have a clear idea, but hopefully it's not too long.